Crunchy Groosack, the one you should be picking. John Troy's Crunchy Groosack, unless, of course, you're chicken.
A little intro envy there. Actually,
it is the best written intro on KX93.5.
It's very good. Well done.
John Troy of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack on Sunday nights is in studio now. Hello, John.
Hi, Tyler.
Nice to have you.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Ava Burton's here as well.
Morning.
Because we're celebrating the birth of this man, Jason Fetty. 50 years old. 50 years old, Jason Fetty. Happy birthday.
Thanks. I was cute. Cool. I was a cute little boy.
Well.
You want to tell me my life story? Would you like me to go on?
No, I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay.
Okay. So we had a surprise party last week for Jason Fetty's birthday. Ava, you spent, man, months planning.
Yes.
And he didn't know.
He really didn't know. It's no surprise that he didn't know, though. He's not terribly aware.
Oh, yeah. For God's sake.
It was pretty easy.
Because I'm not listening.
He just thought he had a gig at the Marine Room, of which he was very proud.
Yes, he was.
And braggart about. Because he was making $500.
I was surprised.
Which the whole town knew for playing at the Marine Room Tavern.
You twist everything I say.
And then we showed up in a glorious march into the Marine Room, and he was overjoyed.
I was.
Appropriately.
Amazing.
And go ahead.
Okay, no, some amazing things came out of the party because I asked everybody, Jason's nearest and dearest, to create for the party. And we had some brilliant performances.
Yeah, everything from poetry to posing in a new family portrait to various pieces of art that people provided, mm-hmm. and, of course, music. John Troy kicked off our evening, and I remember you requesting that you wanted to perform first because you wanted everybody to be sober to hear your song.
Yeah, I wanted. I was afraid that if I went on a little later that I wouldn't get the attention that I wanted and deserved.
You wrote a brand new song for Jason's birthday, which we're going to have you perform live. Do you want to tell us anything about it?
I used a format that's pretty easy to use for a roast. It's sort of a hybrid of the Beverly Hillbillies and Davy Crockett, I just pondered on the thing that is Jason, and came up with some observations. And I also quizzed his cousin. We met in secret under cover of darkness, Martin Cohen. And he, because I wanted to know a couple of things about his childhood.
All right. So you wrote this ballad.
Yes, I wrote this ballad, the Ballad of Jason Fetty.
Tell you all the story of a man named Jason. It's a cracking little yarn that will set your heart to racing. So strap your asses in, cause it's yourselves you should be bracing, and never not remember that it's Jason whom we're facing. Ask your doctor if he's right for you. He hails from merry old England, a town called Leeds. It's a shame they didn't have a program for kids with special needs. His mom was heroic with two boys on her own, but with the stunts Jason pulled, it's a miracle he's full grown. Jason Fetty's mom, our deepest sympathy. As a boy, he moved with his mother and brother to the Lingfields, which is kind of a slum. He was regularly worked over by the local scum. If you're wondering why those bullies kept beating him up and wouldn't quit, it could be because he was a loudmouth little Sherpa. Some things never change. I don't have the room to tell you all the times he had. Truth be told, his behavior was sorta kinda bad. He didn't really come here because with the States he was smitten. It was actually more like he was kicked out of Britain. He really had no choice. Excuse me, I gotta change the... go to the next page here.
Oh, you don't have it memorized.
From the Sceptred Isle to Southern Cal is a lengthy trip. And after many years, he got his citizenship. He's formed some opinions. He's not just off the boat. To conservatives' consternation, Jason can vote. When I met Jason, he heard what I had to say. He booked me on a gig without even hearing me play. He listened to my spiel and said, what the heck? If I was someone else, I'd tell him, don't stick out your neck. He goes with his guts. If you're looking for a favor, all you have to do is ask. If anything's true about Jason, he can multitask. He can dance and cook and drive a car and write a song and sing. And at the same time that he's doing all that, he can change a string. His balls are in the air. I gotta go to the next page.
Not bad for 50, actually, to have your balls in the air.
That's fine.
Yeah.
If you're looking for an ally, he's always got your back. But don't be misled, cause he won't hesitate to attack. If you show him disrespect, you better fall back and punt. Cause Jason won't mince words, he'll call you a stupid. Something got in my throat, excuse me. Well, Jason formed the Beat Roots, and we have a great show. It's a Beatles
tribute band.
Yeah, it's very good.
Thanks.
Part of the fun is that we never know which way it's gonna go. We try to move ahead, but often experience a reversal, cause Jason never plays what we practice in rehearsal. You never know what you'll get. We have to talk about Paperback Writer, by the way. We have to talk about that. Big sigh. Oh, Lord. Where was I? That was verse 10.
You're 9 minutes in. Okay.
Well, Jason knew Ava from way back when. Hi, Ava.
Hello.
One day he realized she was more than just a friend.
Woohoo!
He asked her to marry him and do it without delay. And to everyone's surprise, Ava said, okay.
I slipped through a roof.
You miserable, lucky bastard. Tyler Russell is a young upstart who runs a radio station. Hi, Tyler.
Hi, John.
He suffered a lapse in judgment and offered Jason a vacation. Although he appears to be a rascal and a slob, let me remind you he's holding down a job on KX93.5 FM Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
One more page. Hold on. Okay. We're coming around the bend. So just when we relax and we think we know what he's doing, he puts some sonnets to music. Now it's with Shakespeare that he's screwing. If you're trying to keep track, you're gonna end up vexed. It goes to show you never know where he'll turn up next. Wherefore art thou now?
That's not right. That's
be quiet.
Wrong.
Be
That's
quiet.
Wrong.
I'm singing.
Wherefore means why, not where.
Just be quiet.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Then there was that terrible day when Jason lost his dad. This is a true story.
You make it sound like I lost him, like I just misplaced him.
Well, I heard the news and I can tell you I was very sad. This is true. I told him I know how it feels when that event occurs. He said, no, you don't. My dad was better than yours. A deep and sensitive soul.
My dad would be proud of that joke.
We all agree that Jason has a special set of skills. An idiot savant who somehow pays the bills. He'll say he can do a blue-collar job or some similar rant. That's when his friends remind him gently, Jason, no, you can't. Stick to what you know. So, Jason, my song is done. Your story has been told. For the golden boy, I have to say it's official. Now you're old. For the next 50 years, we can't wait to see what you'll do. And we're all here to say happy birthday to you.
Amazing.
Very clever.
Just
very
amazing.
Clever.
John Troy of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack performing the
Ode to Jason Fetty live on the air as he did at your party last week. How long is that song, John? Somewhere in the 8 minute range.
It's too long.
1 hour and 2 minutes, it says on the screen there. It's wonderful. You've got a great talent, John, for writing and just pitching things right. And
it's so good, man. It's so good. Did you just write? I mean, as you did that, did you just, you just kept coming up with stuff?
Yeah, I just just driving around, you know. In writing. The bathroom.
Just driving around with your piece of paper and you're writing and driving with your knee.
I go, this will be good. Oh, this will be good too. Oh, this will get him.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully everyone listening is sober enough to have enjoyed it because it's really great. We'll podcast it online. You can listen to the Ode to Jason Fetty again by John Troy. Any last words, Ava, John, Jason?
Ask your doctor if he's right for you. Best line of the song. Very good.
Yeah, yeah.
See you guys soon?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Bye.
John Troy has a show on the radio.
Yeah. What's, I've mentioned it several times. I've mentioned it about Sunday 10 times.
John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. Find it at kx93.5.com.